This is a podcast to document the strange times we're living in, to give musicians an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures. Self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Da 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 da. Hey, it's Ollie Fox here. I am your podcast host for today. This is a dream of mine. I've always wanted to have my own podcast and probably will now do it after doing this one. I am a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a lover, a fighter, a generally fine, average guy. I found out I'm 6'4". I found out that the other day. I laid on the floor and got my girlfriend to use a measuring tape to measure me. And we came to the conclusion that I'm 6'4", which I don't know if that makes me one of the tallest men of all time. Or at least in music. But hopefully I'm up there. I think Hosier's 6'6". Damn. A couple more inches to go. But anyway, I hope everyone is doing swell. On this, what I'm looking at outside my window is a grey day in London. A little overcast. Could have sworn they said sun, but yet again, BBC weather has let me down. I hope you're all doing well. And I hope lockdown is slowly becoming a bit more bearable for everyone as it is for me. It definitely started bad, didn't it? Cool. I started my lockdown by fleeing to Scotland and staying at my girlfriend's family's home in Scotland, which is lovely. It's in a place called Brunston, which is just outside Edinburgh. It's part of Edinburgh. God, my geography's bad. And it's by the beach, by a beach called Portobello Beach, which is beautiful. We got to walk down there every day for our daily exercise. And I stayed there for the best part of 3 months, which is crazy. And we definitely didn't plan that. When we heard there was going to be a lockdown, we thought, okay, we'll get some lovely fresh air up north. And then we thought maybe at worst we'll be here a fortnight, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then Boris was like, hey guys, bad news. 5 more weeks of that. That wasn't music to our ears. As much as we loved being by the coast and seeing her family, they've got 2 gorgeous Labradors as well called Leo and Honey, which were awesome to hang out with. I think anywhere in the world wouldn't be fun for however long we got locked down for. But yes, restrictions were lifted a little bit, and that meant I could drive all the way back down to my family home in Essex, because that is where I'm from. Unfortunately, I don't have the accent or the tan or the bulging muscles that an Essex boy should have. But we're in the countryside in Essex. We're at my family home, and that was amazing because I hadn't seen my parents for 3 months. And I live with them all the time. So that was quite odd. I think they probably liked it. There was a lot less noise and commotion in the house without me there. But when I got back, it meant I could finish a bunch of music that I have been writing over lockdown. So I guess that's a positive and probably something that I will look back and have a fond memory of lockdown, if there's anything I could be fond of, was that I got better at producing my own music and writing. I think I just worked on myself, which was good and something that was a bit overdue. I'd been looking to other people to finish my records and to record me and make me sound pretty. And I learned to do that myself to a fine extent. Gosh, I ramble on. I just realised I made 0 points in that first however many minutes. But I'm going to talk a little more about where I'm currently right now. I'm coming to you live from Southfields, London, which if you don't know where that is, it's near Wimbledon, where they do all the tennis things. It's lovely. I'm having a great time, to be honest. We're in a flat that overlooks a lovely residential neighbourhood, a leafy residential family vibe neighbourhood with a couple smashing coffee shops. We've probably been doing one too many takeaway coffees. Because that's the sad thing now, guys. You can't sit in anywhere really yet. Maybe you can. Maybe I'm behind the times. But I'm not risking it. So we can go into the lovely drop shot coffee, kick back and enjoy the mellow acoustic guitars while they pour my flat white for me. But it's not bad. We're finding alternatives. We're taking the coffee. We're driving down to the Thames. We're having a walk in the fresh London air and we're sipping on that caffeine. And I'm happy with that. It's a nice change. I think it might even be a permanent fixture now. But yeah, London seems to be slowly whirring back up to its full potential. It was scary driving back into London. I think I was a little bit anxious, a little bit hesitant about how I'd feel being in such a busy city. But I have to say, people are being really, really respectful of each other in London. Everyone's keeping their distance still on the pavements, and some people are maybe taking it too far and walking in the road, which I don't advocate that. I don't advise that. Don't walk in the road, basically. But yeah, no, people are being really lovely. And there's a few local places, food-wise, that are opening back up now, like pizza places and fish and chips and whatnot, which is sick. Because I think food gives me peace of mind. And I don't know if that's bad or if that's just everyone else as well. But just little things like that, like being able to go and get a pizza or being able to go and get a coffee again, is fantastic. And it just gives me that little glimmer of hope that the real world is coming back. So lockdown for me has not been all doom and gloom. As I said earlier, I don't know if I said that. Did I say it earlier? God. Anyway, I released Player 2, which is the start of a whole new collection of songs for me, which I am psyched about. Yeah, it felt good. It felt weird because I couldn't celebrate with anyone. And I like to usually go and have drinks with my mates. But I had drinks with my family, which was sick. And mum cooked a banging homemade korma for me because that's my favourite. And yeah, it's been a good response so far. People have loved it. I think it's a different vibe for me. It's a little bit more honest and transparent and homemade. I wanted this next bunch of songs to sound, well, like exactly what the process was, like I produced them from my bedroom. And the brand I have for this next load of songs in my head are bedroom produced anthems. Because that's what they are. I'm taking little intimate messages that I would say to people and blowing them out of proportion, which I find really fun to do. And people seem to like the first one, which is a song called Player 2. It's about breaking down the barriers between you and a loved one early on in the relationship. Because I think I'm 24 and people at my age, for some reason, think it's really cool to play mind games with people in the early stages, because no one wants to be the guy that jumps in head first. No one wants to be that person. And I don't understand why. And I'm all for people having their opinion. And I'm all for people living their life to the full potential and how they want to do it. But come on, guys, this isn't right. Let's all just be honest with each other really quickly. And you know what? You might fall in love a little bit quicker. I know I did. But seriously, the song is about that. It's about breaking down that facade straight away and saying, come on over, you can be my player too. And I guess that's a metaphor for, you know, let's be a thing. Come over. Let's stop this silliness. And yeah, I think it's setting up the next single, which, yeah, I can tell you is called Sunburnt. I wrote it in lockdown when I got sunburnt in Scotland, which was quite an impressive feat. It was actually only 9 degrees, which you're going to not believe, but I was in a sun trap in the garden and it was baking and I got sunburnt. So I wrote a song about that. And I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it's cool. I actually think it's my favorite song I've done. And that one was fully produced by me, which was hard. That was like the first song I've ever fully produced. Player 2, I did half of it with a guy called Danny Cassio, but this one was fully me and it took way too long. But yeah, I'm very, very proud of that. So yeah, lockdown has not been doom and gloom, guys, for me anyway. And I hope you guys can feel the same, that you've achieved at least one thing out of lockdown. You've not just been sitting watching Netflix. And even if you have been sitting watching Netflix, technically you've accomplished something. I think I've accomplished about 8 or 9 series now. So that's a pretty decent score. And if you can beat that, DM me on Insta. If I had to choose this is a question I've been asking myself, sorry, that was a blunt intro. If I had 4 people I could have self-isolated with, other than the people I have self-isolated with, because I don't want to offend them, who would they be? I guess the first one off the top of my head would be, Jamie Oliver. Just imagine, man, like every morning, the sound of a sizzling pan, the knife hitting a dense wooden chopboard, and just Jamie's beaming smile saying, hey, Ollie, breakfast is ready. That's what I would want. That's what I needed. I needed Jamie every morning. I think that would have probably, I could have probably just got through with just Jamie. But he would be good. He seems a laugh as well. Who else would I want? Gosh. Do you know what? I'd go for Ricky Gervais. I've been watching his stand-ups recently and his Netflix series Afterlife, which if you haven't seen it, please go and watch it. It's heartbreakingly funny. I think he would be great. He's not too overwhelming, but he'll drop the odd comment in now and then that absolutely puts you in a fit of laughter. I think he'd be good. So Jamie and Ricky, they're the first two in the door. Oh, how could I forget this guy? David Attenborough, please. David Attenborough would give me so much peace of mind. Imagine going on a walk with David Attenborough. All the walks I went to on the beach on my own with a podcast in my ears. Imagine David was there that whole time. He could have told me what birds I was seeing. He could have told me what happened to the coastline in the Jurassic period. Gosh, a fountain of wisdom. That would be good. David Attenborough would be the third in the door. And finally, a curved ball for me, but someone that I've been really getting into in lockdown, Rebel Wilson. If you don't know who she is a fantastic actor slash comedian. She's in Pitch Perfect, and she plays a girl called Fat Amy, and she always kills me, whatever film she is in. And I think her and Ricky would get me through this tragic time we've been through. So they would be my four: Jamie Oliver, Ricky Gervais, David Attenborough, and Rebel Wilson, and of course me. So I guess lockdown came and really smacked us all in the face. But I've been thinking about things that have surprised me about myself and who I am when I'm isolated from everyone else. And it has been hard, I won't lie. I struggle a little bit with anxiety and overthinking, which is rubbish. And I really, I feel for anyone else who goes through these things. And I think lockdown, it magnified everything for me. My voice, I'm getting emotional. The industry I'm in is, it's competitive, even though people say it's not. And it's sometimes quite a scary place to be, because you constantly compare yourself to other artists. And I'm definitely one to support putting blinkers on and just getting your head down. Don't pay attention to anyone else. But there comes a point where you can't help but look up now and then and say, oh, that person's above me. I want to be up there. But yeah, lockdown kind of magnified those little whispers in my head and made them a bit louder, which was hard to begin with. And I then had to just keep telling myself everyone else in the world, basically, is going through the exact same thing as you. You're not falling behind because it's lockdown and you've got nothing to do. You're in the same boat as everyone. The same boring old rubbish, tatty wooden, probably sinking boat as everyone else. So yeah, I think I learnt that I could control the invasive thoughts that come into my head, which was quite nice, because a lot of the time when the world is rushing around, you don't give yourself any time to work on yourself. And I think lockdown forced us all to work on ourselves, which I know some people have found really hard, and I am one of those people. Other people probably just found out that they're absolutely awesome people, and that's fine as well. I'm a bit jealous of you guys. But yeah, I feel like lockdown has been good in an introspective sense. Wow, what a word! I don't know about anyone else, but my family seem to have been going for it, for want of a better word. I've had a new nephew born in lockdown. I've had my best mates pregnant. My cousins had a baby. My other cousin is due a baby. People are just getting Adam and Eve on it. And it's great. I'm really happy for all of them. And I guess what else can you do? It's probably been a mixture of lockdown boredom and realizing, damn, this person is absolutely incredible. Why are we not starting a family and letting anyone else into this little bubble? Which is so sick. My best mates also bought a dog called Luther, and we went on a walk and I got to meet him for the first time the other day. And oh my God, Luther is the cutest thing ever. He's a black, fluffy, I want to say cockapoo. He's like really fluffy, really light, very well natured. And he loves sliding about on their wooden floor, which is it's the best thing to witness, and it brought me a lot of joy. I needed to see a Luther at the end of this horrible lockdown we've been at. I'm also shouting out to Tom and Jerry, my brother, who I haven't really seen over these loads of months. We saw him once on the way back down from Scotland for a socially distanced coffee. I'm missing his dogs, Tom and Jerry, who are two miniature Dachshunds, and they're absolutely lovely / mental / don't sleep / wake me up at 6 a.m. when I'm there. But yeah, there's been a lot of lockdown love and a lot of lockdown babies that are coming through, and I'm here for it. And I'm back. Do I sound further away? It's because I am. I thought what would be quite nice would be if I played you a lockdowned version of Player 2, which was my last release. I've not actually, weirdly, played this many times at all. So this could be a car crash. I'm going to do a slightly more chilled out version. And if you want the full version, full beans, 100%, then head to Spotify, type in Ollie Fox, OLIFOX, and hit Player 2. And just kick back and enjoy the bops. But yeah, enough of me. One, two, three, four. I never do that intro, but I really felt like it.
Square eyes on the games we play, can't pull myself away. She wrote my cheat code the night it all came out. I lost a life that day, the level I replayed. Still I ain't figured out why I can't shoot her down. Pushing every button but I can't let go. Love controller, both our clothes are on the floor. On the street, there ain't stopping. Can we be the high score? I was going out tonight. Till she said, come on over, you can be my player too. We can use the TV in my parents' room. We'll be winning even when we lose. Come on over, you can be my player too. Oh, oh, my player too. Oh, oh, my player. I never needed one till I met you, won't you? Come on over, you can be my player too.
Wowee, Ollie Fox in the studio. Thanks, Ollie, for that. That was a really lovely locked down rendition of your song. And if people want to hear the rest of that song, then head over to Spotify, head over to Apple Music, head over to Digsta, Amazon, YouTube, type in Ollie Fox, Player 2, and click on it. That'd be great. Thanks so much for having me. I hope this hasn't ruined your day, and I hope that I've made some new friends here, because I want to do music forever, and maybe a podcast, and the builders outside are now drilling, which I guess is my time to leave, because the sound quality is the most important thing on a podcast. But yes, thank you so much for listening. I have been Ollie Fox. This has been the Social Distancing Diaries. And I hope I can do this again sometime. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries @gmail.com, @sddpod on Twitter, @socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production. Voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season. Edited by Jed Shepherd. Concept by Tom Dark.